Every week we catch up with Upper Hunter Shire Council. This morning, Mayor Morris Collison joins me in the studio. Morris, how are you doing?
Very well, Jess, and what a beautiful, beautiful morning out there this morning.
Stunning day. All week is going to be beautiful weather.
Yes, my favourite time of the year.
Me too. The colder, the better.
Yes.
Now, there's a few things to have a chat about this morning. Let's start with the community feedback the council's looking for some proposed changes to childcare.
Yeah, Jess, up at St Mary's, they've got the SUSH that the Shire mostly runs up there. But in January, Council decided that we'd put it out and hand that over to St Nicholas to commence. And out of our school service from St Mary's Primary School, taking place from the 12th of July. But we're looking for feedback from those that are affected. And if you can have your feedback by the 3rd of May, nothing will change, just different people running it. So everything else will remain the same. So, yeah, it's just one of those things, community feedback.
Yeah, beautiful. Now, we were talking about this in the news a couple of days ago. Moonanbrook Road and Hunter Road, there are some upgrades going to be happening there.
Yeah, we spoke about this before, Jess. That work's getting very close to designs for the Moonanbrook Road is well and truly on the way, and hopefully we'll decide then we'll take it out to tender or what we're going to do with that. And there's about $5.6 million to be spent on that, which is very exciting. That's heading towards the Barrington Tops. And the other $2 million from the federal government was to start sealing the road from Moonan Flat to Elliston. That project's about $4.6 million. So we'll do design work on that and then go out for more funding and try and bring that forward. Very, very busy road, that Elliston Road, and it'd be great to see that sealed in the years to come.
Great time to be pushing for some funding with a by-election.
Yes, Jess, there's a big list that we're handing out to all candidates, so you never know.
Yeah, exactly. Now, the MR358 road, the Mary War to Willow Tree Road, a few things going on there. The meeting is happening tomorrow night.
Yeah, tomorrow night we get that meeting again at Mary War. There's two of them, one between 4 and 5 and the other between 5:30 and 6. Again, please register, come along. It will be run more professional than what the last meetings were. And it's just an update and tell people where we're up to.
Yeah, fantastic. And Council's also now looking for some expressions of interest.
Yeah, the expression of interest for the rehabilitation and construction of 358, because that's gone out for design work, and it's an opportunity now for organisations wishing to pre-register. So it's exciting, and that closes on the 6th of May. And once we get that in, we can start moving forward to construct the new road.
Yeah. Fantastic. And also on the Mary War to Willow Tree Road, something that is not exciting, that is, I can't believe people are actually doing it. The council's been forced to put up surveillance cameras to keep an eye on the road because of what some drivers are doing.
Yeah, it's disappointing, Jess. I mean, it is frustrating that road being closed, and we've had to close it. Of course, that's been suggested by other authorities. But it's disappointing that people are moving the barricades and driving around them. And we've been forced now to put security cameras up, and those caught, of course, that footage will be handed to the powers that be. And it is a concern. I mean, if someone had an accident or there was a fatality, I would hate to be in the driver's seat.
Yeah, exactly. It's just silly. The road at the moment is just dangerous.
Yeah, I mean, we haven't made that decision completely on our own bat, and that's what we've been asked to do. And please do not go around the barriers.
No, the alternative route might be longer, but it's a safer one, so just suck it up and do it.
Yeah, definitely, Jess.
Exactly. Well, Morris, thank you so much for coming in this morning and for that information night tomorrow. Get in touch with council if you want to RSVP.
Yes, that's a must to do that, and I said there'll be plenty of room because two meetings on, and come along and have a listen.
Fantastic. Morris, thank you for coming in.
Thanks, Jess.